Good afternoon, Eastern Washington. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from the capital of Free Washington, soon to be Liberty State. And wow, a lot happened in the election here, and I'm going to be talking about that here in a second. I'm brought to you by the Committee to Elect Matt Shea, Republican, and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ. It's about not ending in prayer, but moving to action. It's about Ephesians 5 through 6 and chapter 2 of Ephesians. God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I love that scripture for the hope that it contains. There was a great... Patriot Post had a great quote up today that I think should encourage and embolden all of you, even though it's from Thomas Paine. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. Thomas Paine in The American Crisis, 1776. One of the key pieces of literature, actually, that solidify the Christian worldview, even though he was not a Christian. A lot of people argue back and forth a little bit about that, but it was fairly clear that George Washington had a problem that he was not a committed Christian. But what he's saying solidified the worldview. And for me, it's encouraging in that when you're getting the most flack, you're over the target. And I've always kind of used that as a barometer. In fact, Winston Churchill talks about how criticism is used to define whether or not you are doing the right thing. And so quite a bit of rhetoric is coming out of a particular individual whose sole purpose, it seems to be, to destroy the Republican Party in Spokane County. And not just that, but who is linked to the progressives, and multiple people have confirmed that the progressives are indeed coordinating with this individual. Now, over the next several weeks, we are going to be doing an extensive, exhaustive Exposing the Left series. Where we are going to highlight some people that you probably think are conservative and they really are not. And we're also going to be talking about the left. We're going to be talking about Antifa. We're going to be talking about Indivisible. We're going to be talking about how these people are operating, because in this recent election, the only thing that happened was they turned their people out more than we turned our people out. And we need to understand that if we do not engage the right to bear arms, the right to life, the right to property, higher taxes, more regulations on your businesses, what the result is going to be. And there's no longer the opportunity to say there's kind of a middle of the road here. You're going to have to choose a side, and we're going to give you the information to make an informed choice. Because what we're talking about is freedom of religion. We're talking about the ability to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ beyond the four walls of the church. We're talking about the ability to take down corruption, true corruption. And let me define that. Where somebody's activities and their policies, okay, cover up the loss of life, result in people being wrongfully imprisoned, result in people in having their lives destroyed unjustly. That's what we're talking about with corruption, because corruption has to destroy other things to continue. Okay, and we're going to be going into the extreme details, and we're going to start today with the Peace Justice Action League of Spokane. This is the heart of the beast, okay? This is the central group that coordinates the anti-Semitic BDS, Boycott, Divest, Sanctions movement against Israel. Now, yours truly introduced a resolution that acknowledged the existence of Israel and their 70th anniversary here this year, actually, in the House Republican Caucus. We actually had the Israel Council General, Shlomi Kaufman, at the event. And great guy. Maintained a very good friendship with him afterwards. I think Washington was the first state to actually honor Israel on its 70th anniversary. And so even though the Democrats wouldn't do it in the House, there was a Democrat senator who joined me, Reuven Carlisle, and we had to do a separate House caucus resolution because the House of Representatives itself would not acknowledge Israel on its 70th anniversary. Nobody talked about that in the media, of course, you know, the fact that that's highly unusual, but I digress on that. The other thing that P. Jowls has been involved with is the Communist Party USA. Now, I've talked about it on the show before. They brought in Judith LeBlanc as a keynote speaker in 2015 to be a keynote speaker for the Peace Justice Action League. And she is a leader in the Communist Party USA. You can go check out Discover the Networks or check out Trevor Loudon's extensive detailing of the connections. And communism is responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people as a system. And it's interesting that, again, nobody in the media really said anything. Well, maybe here's the reason. Sean Vestal was listed as a donor on the P. Jowls page. Now, we and for their annual event, and we screen captured that. We screenshotted it. Vestal tried to deny it, and I said, well, here's your name, you know, and he didn't deny that. And the interesting part about this is that Sean Vestal is a writer for the Spokesman Review. In fact, the Socialist Review, as you know, if this moniker has not been too worn out, the Socialist Review is the most vitriolic opponent of myself and many other conservative Christian constitutionalists in this area. You know, they always try to imply something to do with, you know, ties to nefarious organizations. It's just garbage. What they're doing is they're projecting, they're covering up for their own nefarious connections to known subversive organizations. The Communist Party USA is a known subversive organization. Interestingly enough, Sean Vestal was on the stage at the same P. Jowls event with the Council of American Islamic Relations, which in the Holy Land Foundation trial was found as a matter of fact and law to be part of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood's Palestinian Committee. So, again, nobody's talking about that in the media. And, oh, by the way, the Muslim Brotherhood is recognized in United Arab Emirates and several other countries around the world as a terrorist organization and connected to Hamas, a terrorist organization. Nobody said anything about that. P. Jowls, on top of that, is connected to Indivisible. We have the screen captures of this as well, and they apparently share meetings regularly and information regularly. The other interesting part about that, and these meeting notices that they share, the other interesting part about that is that their strategy was to infiltrate the Republican Party by running actual Democrats in either elected official positions or running them as Republicans in precinct committee officer positions. This was a strategy that, again, and we'll get this posted, a lot of it, that they were fairly open about. Now, the connection to indivisible is not probably surprising. But what is surprising is the keynote speaker they brought in 2017, Lisa Brown. Okay, so a direct connection to an organization who brought in a Communist Party USA leader, who brought in the Council of American Islamic Relations, and nobody's talking about it. And oh, by the way, there's a particular elected official locally who is covering for the Council of American Islamic Relations. And despite being briefed on the Holy Land Foundation trial and the implications, continues to cover for the organization. So we're going to continue to expose this, but we're going to start, like I just did, with the center of the beast, Peace Justice Action League of Spokane. Now, that is going to bring us to your daily intelligence briefing, but I want to caveat this with something. Folks, if you, this is, I'm speaking to everybody that can hear my voice right now. If you do not get to your friends and your family and get them to vote, our posterity is going to have to unwind this. In people out there, oh, Trump's in office, we're good, no worries. Yeah, look it. If we don't show up, all of us, not just the people that are likely to vote all the time, everybody, because you get a ballot on your in your email in your mailbox, you get your recommendations in your email box from We Believe We Vote and Yours Truly. Then you get to turn your ballot in, and you can't do that? We've got to do it. We've got to do it, because if we don't, unrighteousness will fill the gap. It'll fill the gap. All right, now, your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. Venezuela, 1 million, it sounds so weird saying that, 1,000,000% inflation. How money dies in socialism. And so Maduro says the solution is to remove the zeros. I mean, good gracious. Really? This is history rhyming again. Also on the international front, Turkey cracking down on religious liberty. Some serious problems there. The Trump administration is laying the law down with Turkey, and especially about releasing a minister that is imprisoned there. So I think we're going to see religious liberty become more of a foreign policy issue. On top of that, Hungary, Viktor Orban and his anti-communist Christians continuing to rally people across Europe. It's just so interesting to see people rally together to protect their sovereignty. Amazing. Also, on the national front, Alex Jones and InfoWars, within a 12-hour period, essentially removed from social media. YouTube, Facebook, all of them, cut them out. Spotify, Apple. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to plan for the day when they're going to come for the other conservatives. We need to fight back now, no question, but we need to plan for that day. And I'm working on it. I can now tell you the name. There are a couple of sites that you want to go to and you want to set up an account now, because we're going to be migrating everything away from Facebook over to these sites. And these sites also require verification from other members. So if you have PJALS operatives try to get in there, they won't be able to. So I'm really excited about this. So the first is Gab AI. I've talked about that before, kind of a Twitter alternative. Also check out Liberty Rush, R-U-S-H. Okay? And then last but not least, and this has the same, very similar functionality to Facebook, very well put together. It's called Local Activist. Okay? I will be sending out and I'll be posting how you can join soon. Okay? But we are in beta test right now, and we should finish the beta test here in a couple weeks. So far, it's been amazing. Those are the alternatives. and they are not going to ban speech on the net. And we are working very, very hard overtime. I'm working with national figures to beta test this so that we can get a viable solution for people that love God, that love liberty, and want to see our Constitution upheld. All right, also on the national front, the SPLC, Morris Dees, coming out from big league politics. Documents from 1979 accusing him of attempting to molest his daughter. Again, not in the media. On top of that, SPLC is coming out again attacking people. But the DOJ starts a religious liberty task force, but it's unclear. Are they going to kick the SPLC out and not have anything to do with them? And it looks like Jeff Sessions has now answered that question, that yes, they will not have anything to do with the SPLC. Great start. Also on the national front, Antifa ramping up violence across the country. And there's this leftist Antifa member that was arrested with bombs and plans to sell to friends, to kill, and plans to sell this stuff to friends, but also to kill law enforcement. Coming to us from the Gateway Pundit. Again, not a lot of media out there. Interestingly enough, the connection to Antifa and the ability to arm and train their socialist brethren, comrades, is through a couple of organizations. The first one is Redneck Revolt, and there is a chapter, I believe, up in North Idaho, and also the Socialist Rifle Association. You heard that correctly, the SRA, okay? So why would they want to be arming and training, but are in favor of dismantling the Second Amendment and taking away or trying to take away our right to bear arms? Why would they be doing both? Is that a clue into the agenda? We need to pay attention to this stuff. And we need to stop that. Oh, that's just too far out, or that might be just a little bit. No, this is where it's headed. Remember 10 years ago, we talked about how all of these things that are happening today would come one day. Attacks on the internet, attacks on the right to bear arms in places and ways we couldn't even imagine at that point. So we need to take the threat real, and we need to get involved. Also on the national front, creating human beings from the Petri dish. The interesting part about that is that, again, this was called several years ago. But at the same time, science is actually moving toward a creationist worldview. A study done showed that 95 plus percent of the species came into being within a 100,000 to 200,000 years ago period. Now, I think it's an arbitrary timing, okay? But the fact of the matter is, they're saying it all happened at once, and that means that it could not have been, evolution can't be true, because everything happening that close together could not have resulted in the changes that evolutionists say create new species. So very interesting. Both those things are happening at the same time. Also on the national front, and correctly, Congress is renewing their push to recognize the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. And they should. They absolutely should. No question about it. On the regional front, the Astorita trial has begun. This is down in Oregon. 8 shots. This is opening statements. 8 shots occurred and only 2 casings were recovered. And the prosecution is accusing Astorita, Agent Astorita, of concealing the rest of the casings. But here's the key part. 8 shots. At the vehicle Lavoie Finicum was driving and a dead man's roadblock, and there was no warrant for his arrest. That bodes very well for Jeanette Finicum and the trial. Brouwer versus Inyo County, the United States Supreme Court, penned by the late Justice Scalia, laid out that a dead man's roadblock is, in and of itself, without any shots being fired, a deadly use of force. Now that we know that you have the deadly use of force with the roadblock, and on top of that, 8 shots. Wow. So it's going to be key to see what comes out of this trial. Readout News is covering it, and you can check them out online. Great source of information on some of these local and regional issues. Along that line, there's a new organization called Rangeland Strategies that is formed to help ranchers in the western United States. Now, Mountain State's legal. Some of these other organizations have been overwhelmed. But now, Rangeland Strategies is helping ranchers. And you can check it out. I posted it up online. But we're going to have to band together here, folks. And, there's just no way to stand in the middle anymore. You're going to have to choose a side. Hope you choose the side of the Lord and righteousness. And I'm reminded of that, too, because, you know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals coming out and reaffirming the right of open carry and then also blocking the magazine ban. These are at the whim of black robe philosopher kings. It can change. It can change. Things can change in an instant. And I'm reminded of that because a young man I know and knew was killed yesterday in a tragic, tragic accident. And you always kind of go back through your mind, did I share the gospel with him? Did I say enough? And for all of you listening out there that are not believers, you know, if you haven't received the Lord as your Savior and the Lord of your life, Jesus Christ, you don't put it off. The time's now, because you just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, this young man was in his prime, just always helping people, musically talented, natural penchant for just helping other folks. And, you know, now he's gone. So just take stock of that tonight when you're with your family and your friends. Because it's easy to get caught up in all the leisure activities of summer and all the stuff about, I deserve a break. But remember what our purpose is. Our purpose is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, make disciples, and show tangible love to our neighbor, and love the Lord our God with all our mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit. Are we doing that every day and everything that we are putting forward? And one of the hardest things, especially during the political season, is to learn about forgiveness. Because there's some people you might not be talking to because you just can't get past what they've done to you in the past. And you can't forgive them. And, you know, when we're baptized and we're risen in Christ, that old man is buried. That old woman is buried. And we need to leave it in the ground. We need to dig it back up. And so we get the truth out, but those who are slandering us, those who are corrupt, those who have killed people, those who have ruined lives, those who have wrongfully imprisoned people, those who have been wolves in sheep's clothing, we need to forgive them too. And we need to, whatever in your business, in your church, wherever you encounter these types of folks, and you all know who I'm talking about, you probably already have pictures in your mind, we need to forgive them. And the Lord has been so gracious to give us the gift of forgiveness. We also need, though, to stand up as the beacon, as the salt and light in our time. And if we are in the times of Elijah, as Rabbi Jonathan Cahn claims, and I agree, that we have to be Elijah of our times, and sometimes that means going right in front, very boldly, the prophets of Baal, and doing it without wavering. And that really is what Christ has taught us to do. Lastly, on the local front, Trezzy Farm Winery, number 8 in Travel and Leisure magazine. Congratulations to them. Some events happening tonight, August 9th, today, 7:30. But you're going to want to get there early. You're going to want to bring some chairs. You're going to want to bring some water. Franklin Graham's Decision America is going to be here in Spokane at the fairgrounds. I'm going to be there along with a lot of other people. Look forward to seeing you then. As soon as I'm done with the radio, I've got to run over there. But they're going to be here tonight. And that kind of dovetails with what we just said, and what I just said, what we were just talking about. The decision, if you don't know Jesus Christ, should be made tonight. It should be made tonight. We all have a choice of what side we're going to be on. And that time for choosing is now. Also coming up, Operation Save Spokane, August 11th and 12th, 9:30, I believe. We're going to be down there at the Salvation Army. We're going to be marching for life, and then later that evening is going to be a rally at Covenant Church. I believe that's going to be 5:30 or around that time. I presume they're kind of leaving it loose because they're going to be marching around the city. So if you are willing to stand in the cause of life, you're going to want to be there. Also, the Liberty or Death rally is coming up August 18th. It's a pro-Second Amendment rally. August 18th, 11:30 to 2 o'clock at Franklin Park. And then, coming up as well, you have A Taste of What's to Come, put on by my good friend, Reverend Matthew Cummings. He's a guy that grew up in downtown Chicago. What a witness. I mean, just a tremendous witness. And he is going to be putting this on, and I believe Reba McEntire's sister is going to be there as well. It's coming on the 14th of September, and I will get more information out to you. It's going to be up in, I think, Colville. A Taste of What's to Come. So, and Reverend Cummings is just a phenomenal man. If you've never heard him speak, just powerful, powerful testimony. I want to mention that too. You know, we as conservatives and Christians have reached out to more peoples, and I, you know, love the folks in the Slavic Church in Spokane. Love all of the folks that have had a wonderful witness of the things that they have gone through, like Reverend Cummings coming out of Chicago and the really the very tough neighborhoods and streets of Chicago. The folks that helped us in Iraq, that we helped immigrate here to Spokane. You know, as Christians, we've reached out to a lot of people groups like that. We also need to look at our local area and not forget everybody else. And if you get the opportunity tonight, reach out and share the gospel with somebody. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. And remember, too, if you get a chance, please just pray for us. And go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US, like the page, but remember that that's not going to be for very long, okay? We'll be switching over. And remember, too, this is a listener-supported show. You can go to VoteJSHEA.com. And remember, we're on the Patriot Radio's on iTunes and Podbean. And before I introduce my guest today, I want to kind of set the stage on something. You know, the elections yesterday in Washington, the numbers were way off. And a lot of people have been asking what went on. Well, the base turnout, the conservative turnout, was not down. But the radical left, the socialists, turned their people out in greater numbers. They actually turned out their general election voters in the primary. And so it looks really, really bad. And so what you're going to see over the next couple of days is a bump toward the conservatives, because conservatives are typically late voters. And it's already happened. Several people have bumped up percentage point or half a percent, yours truly included. And I'm, you know, I had 54%. My great seatmate, Representative Bob McCaslin, had 58%. But there are people like Representative David Taylor who are still below water right now, and we need to be praying for them. And David Taylor has a radio show on this network, a great friend, one of the most brilliant people that in Olympia. So keep praying for that too, and understand that all of this was because of turnout and us either showing up or not showing up. That's it. My guest today is Rich Schieben. I would really call him kind of the expert on political incorrectness, but also on off-grid living as well. Rich, it's great to have you back on Patriot Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
You know, doing all right. The election here was a little rough, but we got some more numbers coming in here in a little while. But anyway, how are things over there in Montana? What's going on right now for you?
You mean personally or politically? Or
Politically, but also with the political correctness. I mean, does it invade Montana, or is Montana a safe haven?
Well, political, there's no safe haven for political correctness at all, Matt. And in fact, I heard you at the back of your monologue here before you introduced me. You were talking about voting. Well, I'm looking at an article right now. I'm going to mention several because I'm on USAPrepares.com, which is a national, actually worldwide show, very often. And I'm just going to give you the highlight here. 670 ballots were cast in the Georgia precinct with 276 registered voters, but 670 votes recorded. Now, we have a situation where we have George Soros, who owns a lot of voting machines in 16 states. We have dead people voting. We have people crossing state lines to vote. We have people voting numerous times. And this is why we got to have voter ID laws. So all this Russia, Russia, Russia stuff is a bunch of crap, because the so-called Democrats, the left, which are pretty much all bought and paid for at the high levels, they don't care how they win. And we need to, I would love to see us go to paper ballots. And this is all a subset under political correctness. Because people, you mentioned political correctness, Matt, because political correctness, so many people think it's one or two subsets of definition, like affirmative action and quotas, or telling a joke where they shouldn't tell a joke. The true definition of political correctness is defined by its antonym, and that is truth. Truth. And this is what the elite template and blueprint and playbook and flowchart doesn't tell you, because it's all monitored for destruction and division and divide and conquer. Now, the mainstream media's job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology. And there's only five or six companies that control everything. And they try to manufacture all this stuff. They want to sway public opinion by holding on to the narrative, the memes, themes, talking points, the microphone. And they're going to do it any way they can. Now, when we had Dr. Ben Carson out here quite a few years ago, right before he was running for president. And one of the first words of his out of his mouth, and I'm actually quoting, was, "I hate political correctness." And right after that, I'm going to paraphrase his next few statements in a short sentence. He says, "When you're politically correct, you turn minorities into victims." But see, this is what the power structure wants. They want to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people by every group possible. Race, gender, sex, sexual orientation, religion, ideology. They're even sicking generations upon generations. This is why almost 50% of the interviews by the mainstream media is race baiting. In other words, they're all bought and paid for to purge data, to burn books. They've turned into the treasonous class, along with the censored speech that's occurring in the FANGs, the Googles, and the Apples, etc. Their job is to create racketeering, to censor speech, to compromise rights, freedom, justice. And basically, they're putting a war on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So this is what happens, Matt, in society when one side is losing because the other side is waking up. This is why we need to read up, research up, speak up, and vote up. The silent majority can't be silent anymore because they're using almost every subset, which there's probably at least 1,000 subsets under political correctness, to again distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. They have an addiction to power, money, and control. And you can see that by the disintegration, the deletion, the extinction of the middle class and prosperity. And they usually use group identity politics, which is their home run pitch. And that they use Hegelian dialectic, media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging. Any way they can go for it, they will. And what this does in the context, especially of commerce, because I enjoy talking, when I spoke for you guys last year in Washington, I talked Economics 101 because you asked me to do that. But I try to basically equally discuss financial, economic, social, and political issues. And political correctness should be spoken about a lot more often than it is. And when regarding economic sanctions, if you will, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job or to get a job based on what group you're in, what you're basically doing is doing everything but creating synergy. You're insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into these groups. So that's a divide and conquer strategy because you're degrading and disrespecting a group, whatever that group may be. You don't empower a group, you don't empower an individual, and you don't empower a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. See, and this is part of the political correct template, if you will. Because if you say something, they're going to call you some of these words like controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist, with an anti in front of every word, and an ism-ist or phobia on the back of every word. It's all meant to make the populace submissive. It's meant to break your will. And when you look at what's happening, the actions because of these things, you look at the suicide rate shooting through the moon in America. You look at the debt, the lack of savings, the despair. I can go on and on. And what we need to do is stand up for not just freedom, but truth. And don't allow the powers that be to make us submissive or break our will, because they're using a lot of these politically correct buzzwords, which has been hijacked by definition to be used as tools to divide the American people. Some examples are equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. And I'll tell you, these people are the least tolerant and the most racist bigots out there. Inclusiveness, prosperity, humanity, democracy, all they love those words. They don't even have an idea what they mean. These words have literally been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people and basically thwart the effectiveness of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So when you speak up, what happens is they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the individual or the people saying this. And this is why mainstream media likes to use distractions and satire and banter in their fake news and their late-night shows, because they have lost the competition war in the arena of ideas and solutions. And that's what we need. And that's why I talk a lot about ideas and solutions. I talk about self-sufficiency preparedness schools, practice what you preach laws. I have a whole lineup of QE or quantitative easing for the people. I talk about citizen review boards because we're not teaching our young people any skill sets. We're teaching them how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. They are not learning what we did. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, what do? You destroy America from within because you can only reward mediocrity for so long. But when you reward it for decade after decade after decade after decade, you turn America into the law of diminishing returns. So these powerful words that made America great, which were hardly exceptions anymore because of political correctness, like ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge, opportunity, this is gone. It's gone for the little guy. And that's who I stick up for. I stick up for the little guy, the bottom 93% of the income earners. And people have to realize that political correctness, it's a lot less left-right paradigm as it is compared to the elite or the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. Now, I know I was a little long-winded there, Matt, but I'll let you comment on what I just said.
Well, so here's kind of where I want to go with this. You know, people are asking the question, here's the thing that I'm seeing. Because I've seen this overseas and analyzing insurgencies, analyzing intelligence regarding groups of disaffected people. It seems to me, and just objectively looking at it, that the left, and I'm going to just say the socialists are not going to stop. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter how much we stand up again. They're just never going to stop until they see the Constitution destroyed in its current form. And some people may say that's over the top. I based on what I'm seeing, I don't think so. And so then the question becomes, if that's the case, we're really talking about the survival of our republic for posterity. Why aren't we taking it more seriously? I'll let you respond.
Well, first of all, I think a lot of these people are low information voters and they've been coerced. You know, conformity comes in many different ways. It can come in, you look at all the pedophilia going on in this country. I think a lot of people have been compromised and they're either on film or something. I mean, now the technology where they can even actually create films. I'm sure you remember that piece that went around the internet about a year and a half ago, Wonder Woman, was doing porn all over the internet. People were saying, why would the star of Wonder Woman be doing porn? She's got a great job, make great money and all this stuff. Well, they basically took her head, her face, or maybe a tattoo or something, body markings, put it on a different person, and they've been able to audio change people's voice, use people's voices, and make them say something that they didn't say. Delete words. They've been doing it to me for a couple of years, changing words and deleting things. So when you mentioned the word objective, and this is why I'm a big proponent of objective facts versus subliminal emotional opinion. I mean, think about some of these things since we're talking about political correctness and in the context of your question as well. We've gotten to the point where everything in the world of economy is solvency and hedging and liquidity, because that's the only thing that matters in a rigged game to the bottom 93% of people who are 80% of them. Of us are living paycheck to paycheck. But think of the things that these people who use subjective emotional opinions, how they put in context, like, let's say, racism. You know that bulletproof glass is racist? Trees in a golf course? Yoga? Disney movies? Milk, because whites don't have enough lactose intolerance? Math, camouflage, Lucky Charms, cereal? Saying you aren't racist? Expecting people to show up on time for commerce? We've gotten to the point where it's laughable. And all these definitions of common words have been eliminated. So I think more and more people are waking up and they're seeing that the powers that be, in every sense of the word, from censoring speech, and you can really see it on the mainstream media. The mainstream media is out there to create propaganda and lies and change and sway public opinion. There's no doubt about it. Anybody who does any reading and research can see that. And as more people look at their pocketbook, and as more people go into more and more debt, and they can see even the definitions of economy are changing. Look at GDP, look at CPI and inflation, look at unemployment. And I can give many examples to go along with this. Even the yield curves, they're changing the calculations and the unit of measure for the yield curves, because as the yield curves flatten between the short end and the long end, and it looks like they're going to probably invert this fall, the powers that be want, and this has always been post-World War II, the great, 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 great majority of time, this is a precursor to a bad recession. So if they change the unit of measure and change math, they're trying to hide all the information, because this is a sign that the powers that be are running scared. And we got to realize that group identity politics, that's why I gave such a long-winded explanation from one of the subsets under political correctness, needs to be thrown out, because all it does is a divide and conquer tool. So I'm a big, big numbers guy. I'm big on statistics and data. And if you're gonna, if people debate me with subjective emotional opinion, they're not going to win. And it's not because I'm smarter than anybody, but I know how to look at certain words. I mean, look, what is solvency and inflation and deflation mean anymore? Liquidity, valuations, PE ratios, GDP, credit, debt, core businesses are going, they're not even using regular business models, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money, profits, valuations, fundamentals, markets. I mean, there's no fair value. Look at the leverage. I mean, if people, where I'm going with this, Matt, is that if people looked at the objective facts versus what the mainstream media and the powers that be are saying, most 10th graders would be able to figure out that it's all lies and propaganda. It's all Hegelian dialectic and professional wordsmithing. And one of these days, very soon, there's going to be some the rigging of the game is going to be available to the great majority of Americans. Matt?
So let me go in this direction as well. You know, there's been kind of a Trump slump. We've seen it with events over this summer, nobody showing up. And across the board, not just one particular individual, but just across the board, you know, people really generally thinking Trump's in office, don't need to worry about anything. But I think now is really the opportunity to prepare to get our financial affairs in order and become self-sufficient. And it's interesting to me that when you talk to people about that, it again goes back to this, well, you know, we don't need to worry about that yet, but we've only been given a certain reprieve. I mean, if Trump's in office for 4 years or 8 years, I mean, that means 2 years from now, we got to think about it. I mean, 6 years from now, we got to think about it. Best case scenario. What is your message to those folks that are out there about getting everything in order and being prepared, because this is not going to last forever?
Well, it won't. And you can see how the powers that be are running scared, because they're literally trying to privatize free speech using algorithm-based censorship, shadow banning, etc. So the information that's going to get to the people is going to be censored. It's going to be surveilled, and it's going to be tougher and tougher to communicate. And this is why the first thing we need to do is we need to have meetings. We need to, you know, I read, probably at least 50 different sites, hours per day, and I'll do it for myself. I do it for the American people, and I try to give it as much usable information and solutions and ideas for the little people. Again, I stick up for those bottom 93%. But the reason why I went into my little rant about political correctness is because I took advantage of your question. Because people, if people don't communicate, why listen to this radio show? Why go to school? Why go to work? Why have a conversation with somebody? If everything's just going to be small talk and talking about the weather, where's the relevance? Where's the intellectual communication? Where's the challenge? How do you learn? You don't. So I think what we need to do as a people, and I say an American people, it shouldn't matter what your skin pigmentation shade is, what your gender is, sex, religion, ideology, generation. What we need to do is stick together with common sense and logic and bring back rationale. That's what the people need to do. We need to have conversations. We need to help one another. We need to talk about self-sufficiency, which I do a lot because I live off-grid and grow my own produce and hunt my own meat, and we can. And what my recommendation for preparing is relearning those old 19th century skills and dovetailing them with 21st century technology. But, Matt, I just read the other day that the average child spends 7 hours outside per week. When I was a child, I spent probably, if I spent 10 hours a day, I felt I was probably missing out, you know, playing sports and doing all this stuff. And the average person in America spends 7 to 8 hours per day on their smartphone and television. And that doesn't include their PC watching Facebook. So we need to change our habits. We need to have conversation, but we need to have conversation that wakes people up, even if it ticks people off. We need to challenge. We need each other. We need to have intellectual communications. We need to discuss political correctness, because so many things of what is not discussed is because of political correctness. It's a blame game. They want to point the finger at somebody else. But we're heading into a new technocracy, economically wise, where robotics, automation, artificial intelligence is going to take so many jobs. And I'll tell you something, if we don't speak up, pretty soon, one of these years, in the near future, we're either going to be run by China or Sharia law. Now, when you look at it from you can look at this from many perspectives, but look at how many millions of combat soldiers gave their lives for our freedoms and liberties. Okay. We lost 60,000 combat soldiers in Vietnam to a war that was started by a false flag, the Bay of Tonkin. You know, who benefits from these wars? I'll tell you who fights them. The poor middle class, the bottom 93%. Who benefits? The bankers and the hierarchy of the military-industrial complex. If we don't stick together and throw political correctness out the door and kick it in the butt as it gets running out the door, then we're letting these people down. We're letting generations of people down who fought for our freedoms. And already we have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And that's unacceptable. Matt?
It is unacceptable. Absolutely. In the last couple minutes we got, Rich, if you could plug your book, where can people go buy it? And you know, where can they find out more about you, on the radio or maybe writing as well?
Well, as far as about me, you know, regarding my book, Amazon, the powers that be are doing everything to delete 5-star reviews. They're changing words. I got books coming back to me with the introductory chapter, first chapter, and second chapter has been deleted. We're living in a book-burning censorship world. So I'm not trying to sell books. I'm trying to help America. So if you want to see how we live on a self-sufficiency aspect, go to offgridmontana.com. That's offgridmontana.com, and Montana is spelled out. And I'm on usapreparers.com once or twice a week with Vince Finelli on GCN and RBN, BM. We're the only radio station that's on both, and AM and FM on in certain areas of the country. But my objective right now, Matt, is to help as many people as I can, to wake up the populace, to make sure people realize that we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. And that's why I talked quite a bit about political correctness on your show today, which is very short. it's hard to go into too much detail and specificity, so pardon me hogging up all the time, but I hope I made a difference to the listeners out there, and people can get together and start having real discussions about important issues and basically melding financial, economic, social, and political issues together and seeing how the powers that be are using us for their own gain.
Very well said. Rich Sheban, author of, and I love the fact you say a New York. It's, you know, it's like a New Yorker's guide to off-grid living in Montana. That's my best attempt at a New York accent. I don't know if you can say it better, but I love the fact that you use that in your title.
Well, you know what? When I left the metropolitan area of New York City at 26 years old, and when I came to Montana, I used to talk really funny, hang out by the water, you know, drink a couple of beers, you know, and I people say I still have an accent here and there, and it's not like I'm trying to hide it, but I am very happy that I've had 32 years of unbelievable adventure. I've lived my childhood dream of being a mountain man wannabe, if you will. I've given tours on thousands of people to show how we live off-grid. In fact, you and Jim were here a few years ago. So right now, my MO is to help as many people as I can, but I'm going to stand for principle. I'm not going to be this angel. I have three criteria for standing for principle. The first one is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And truth, what I mean by truth is you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling it like it is in lieu of wanting to be liked for blowing smoke up someone's keister. And third is if they do it, you do it too. And free speech is a great example. We can't allow people be based on their group because of political correctness to have less consequences for their behavior based on what gender they are, what race they are, what sex or sexual orientation or religion or ideology. A law is a law. A rule is a rule. Accountability is accountability. And if people don't like that third one, that's when I say, well, let's have practice what you preach laws. I talk about this on radio stations all over the country. Practice what you preach laws means, let me give you one example. If somebody is an opponent of the Second Amendment, but they have the audacity, especially to use taxpayer dollars, and hired guns to carry weapons to protect them, but they don't want the small and the medium-sized or the poor and the middle-class people to carry guns to protect themselves, that is not practicing what you preach, and that should not be allowed.
And that's all the time we got today, Rich, and I appreciate you, and I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for being with me on Patriot Radio again. We'll have you on again, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Matt. Thank you.
All right. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you, and stay tuned for next week. More Exposing the Left. Make this generation the greatest one.